See, proud people, they estimate, they call the truth whatever they believe. But faith looks to God and count on what God has revealed. But proud people don't do that. They go by how things seem. They eat the bait and get hooked into the broad world. The broad way is death and destruction, confusion, and every evil work. Wherever there's envy and strife, there is confusion and every evil work. In other words, you'll be on your way to hell and can't tell. You'll be on your way to hell and can't tell and think you're right. But when you look at the Word of God, now you have something to compare what you used to believe with the truth. See, if you don't have a straight measuring stick, you're gonna build a crooked house. That's why they have a plumb line to get you started. The plumb line helps you build the first corner. And it's got to, if it's straight, the rest of it will be straight. Because you build off that plumb line. And you have the vertical straight edge of gravity. People that don't use a plumb line, when they build crooked things. And the more you build, the more you find out, hey, this ain't right. And then people will laugh because your house is crooked. But those that build, that stay on the narrow path, their life is straight. And they won't build a crooked house. Wherever there's confusion and every evil work, you don't know which way is up. But when you structure your life by the words of Jesus Christ and stick with it, don't treat it like a get-rich-quick scheme. Don't treat it like a pyramid business. Treat the Word of God like the truth. Put away the get-rich-quick mentality. And start living for real. See, the Lord's financial plan is perfect. And you'll end up in heaven and wealthy. There are business people that God, He showed them how to make money. And He can pour money into their life. I was talking to a friend of mine today and I saw this. There are people out there that structure their life according to the Word of God. And they use the principles of God. And when the Lord pour money in their life, they amplify what's in their heart. And they're continually growing. And they're not stubborn against God. They don't look at the money. They look at what they can do to be a blessing. That doesn't mean they give it all away. That means they use it appropriately according to the wisdom of the Proverbs. According to the love and heart of God. Did you know if you give people money, you're rich and you just give money away, you can do damage against people? Because what state of mind are they in? Where is their heart? If they have a mind to buy cigarettes and drugs and do things that's just outright sin, they will destroy themselves. But see, Jesus told the rich young ruler, go and sell everything you have and give to the poor. I looked up the word poor one time. And the meaning I got, the Hebrew meaning I got, was people that were devastated. Something happened. You know, the husband died. And now this old lady is a widow. And she can't work like she used to. You know, her only son died. Now she's devastated. A man gets in a car wreck and crashes and he can't work. These are the kind of people you give to. They obviously need somebody to help them. And they don't have any help. They may be from out of town, have a collision. They don't have any kin folks, nobody to see about them, nobody to help them make decisions. These are the people you take care of if you have the means to do it. But people that want that, there's another scripture saying if a man won't work, he shouldn't eat. He's got strength, he's got health, he's got abilities. in a fair fight, he could probably beat your behind. He need to get a job. Give him some advice. Help him where you can according to the wisdom of God. But a person that has been devastated, give to the poor. Set things up so that people can, you know, like the African proverb said, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. You teach a man to fish, you feed him for life. We have to use the wisdom of God. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme. It's not a get-over policy. It is a way of, the narrow path is your way of life. Feed on the word of God, just like you eat food. Receive it in your heart and do it. Don't require anything from anybody. Keep doing the process of life. And you'll build your family up. You'll build your wife up if you're a man. You'll build your husband up if you're a woman. You'll raise your children in the wisdom and counsel of God. Take them to a godly church, not a get-rich-quick scheme church, a real church that loves God, that sticks to the narrow path. You may have to, you don't just marry anybody, you have to find a good spouse that you trust, that trusts you. Same thing with church. You have to find a good church, and you have to be a good person, a good Christian, and join it, and you grow together. I didn't say a perfect church. I said a good one. Where will God put you? And wherever he send you, you can be a blessing to them just like you desire them to be a blessing to you. We're all part of the same body of Christ. And you don't have to coax. If either people are going to love God or they're not, you don't have to babysit people that love God. You don't have to fool them to love God. You don't have to coerce them. Love them. Even if they won't get saved, love them anyway. Love everybody. But those that are attracted to the life of God will come. And they won't let anything stop them. Those that are half-hearted, they're going to act like they're half-hearted. And they're going to be half-hearted. But those that are wholehearted, they will make wholehearted choices. I know. See, the Lord always telling me his return is soon. It's on my heart. And it makes me want to jump. I want to do something. I want to let people know. The thought of somebody being caught off guard, that bothers me in a good way. It makes me want to share the gospel. It makes me want to make it real for people. If you're going to go to hell, I want you to go with your eyes open. I want you to know it could have been avoided. I want you to know it could be avoided now. And I want you to know that God loves you and that he will keep his part of the word, and you got to keep your part of the word. Respond to his love. Say yes. Say, I received Jesus Christ as my Savior. His blood did wash away my sin, and I don't deserve heaven. But Lord, please let me go to heaven and help me do right by you. That's the kind of people that'll make it. Arrogant people won't make it. They think they're doing God a favor. They think if they do right for 2 days, they did God some kind of favor. We need him. He didn't just die for us because he didn't have nothing else to do. We were in an irreversible situation that could not be altered any other way. To satisfy the justice of God, Jesus died in our place legally. One man, sin entered through one man, and God got rid. He did something about our sin through one man. If you're going to go be with Father God, you got to believe on the Son of God, Jesus Christ. And I know the Muslims like to say God has no son. That's a lie. And the enemy, the lie, if you believe that, if you let the enemy lie to you, he will. If you let him get away with it, you'll be lost. God died for everybody. Don't be so fascinated about the lies that the devil tells and the billions of people that believe him. Don't you know billions of people are wrong? When I went to hell, people were always falling in there. because they believed a lie and they let themselves believe a lie. They didn't do any research. They played. They took the broad role and they were confused. They knew that people loved God. They knew they had people that heard the word before and rejected it. They sided with the world. They sided with Satan, even though they don't realize it, but they did. But those that believed and received salvation and stayed on the narrow path, they go to heaven. Some people receive salvation for real. And then they look at something in the broad road and they go after that, and then they die. They're out of bounds. They were doing something. Whenever people sin, they do it on purpose. It's not an accident. It may seem like an accident, but when you do things out of your choice, you did it on purpose. People, and I know that people, when they first get started, they're not used to the things of God, you know, and everything. And they may fail. They may say words they shouldn't say or do something they shouldn't do. They may do things that people say is sin. Some people think drinking coffee is sin, or cigarettes, or wine. But that's why the Holy Spirit gave us the Holy Spirit, to guide us into all truth. And once He guides you in truth, stick with what He's guiding you to do. I don't believe coffee is a sin. But some things will hurt you. And because it's not the best option, smoking is not the best option for you. Drugs, definitely not the best option for you. But people who are chain smokers, I say get saved. And God will help you kick the habit of them cigarettes. Everything of the world tries to control you. You know, originally tobacco didn't have anything that control your life. They put chemicals in it, drugs and all kind of stuff in there to make you a zombie, make you keep buying the cigarettes. But God sets you free, and you need to be free. Remember, this is a lifestyle. The narrow path walk is the way to go. Oh, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mighty move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.